Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, my insights, my successes, and most importantly, my struggles with these eight success fundamentals. And let me give them to you before we go any farther. Number one is emotional intelligence or EQ. Number two is communication. Number three is self-management. Number four is health. Five is finances. Six is leadership. Seven is entrepreneurship. And eight is goal setting. And so what I'd love to do is just share what's going on, have a discussion about one or more of these fundamentals, and as well as interview people from time to time who are excelling at one of these, one or more of these fundamentals. But on today's, on this episode, love to share some insights about leadership, which has been a prevalent fundamental and topic in my own life. And so I'll share kind of a little bit about what's going on with that and how I'm working on mastering this fundamental. But real quick, leadership is the new buzzword these days. As a matter of fact, probably this century, everybody wants to talk about leadership. We've moved past being bosses, moved past being managers, and now we're on to leadership. Now, I think leadership has always been around. We're just using it and we're just terming it and wanting to implement it in different ways. And now everybody wants to be a leader, or I shouldn't say everybody. The attractiveness of being called leader is really what people are after. So let's talk about leadership. Simply, at the simplest definition I've ever heard is that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. I think that's a good place to start. However, after doing a lot of my own trials and tests and having tribulations, I think that it goes a little bit farther than that. I think that's a great place to begin, but we've got to understand that there's a little bit more than just influence. And the reason being is that I would say good leadership is a little bit more than influence. Leadership could be simply termed as influence. And we could look back at, people in history, Hitler and Stalin and people like that, and say, well, yes, they had influence. They were leaders. Nobody listening to this is wanting to follow in their footsteps, or at least I hope not. And if you are, then I would ask you kindly to turn this off and go listen to somebody else, because my goal is not to help and encourage anybody to do something to that extent or follow that path. So good leadership needs to go a little bit beyond influence. And that little bit that is the little extra part past influence would be accountability. Now, and accountability being 100% of the time. So what does that mean? Well, there's a difference between taking accountability and accepting blame. So we need to go over that at some point as well. But no matter what happens, a leader must always accept full responsibility. Now, that's a little bit different than taking blame, right? If you're leading people, you have to accept the responsibility of what happens, but not take the blame for what happened. So a little bit of a clarification there would be, you might have somebody working with you or for you that you're leading. You don't take the blame for what they did, if it was correct or incorrect. But you do take responsibility for what goes on from then on. Now, you do take the responsibility, saying internally, more so than externally, you say, I'm the one that hired them. I'm the one that chose to work with them. I'm the one that gave them the direction or didn't give them the direction. So I take responsibility for that. But that other person's action is not your blame or your fault to take. So that's a little bit of the clarification, differentiation between the two. It's like the weather, right? We don't have any control over the weather, but we do have control over what we do with the weather. So that's a big one for me right now, because right now I'm in the process of leading my family through building a home for ourselves. So I've accepted the leadership role as the homeowner, as the builder, the general contractor, the designer, basically doing the whole thing, right? That doesn't mean I don't have any help, but I am the leader of this process. So I have to be willing to take 100% responsibility. Now, in Colorado where I live, we've had an unusual winter weather-wise. The last several years, we could pinpoint and say, well, we had very easy weather to build in the sense that we didn't deal with a lot of snow, a lot of these unexpected random rain days, snowy days, those kind of things. As much freezing and thawing as we've had. So it's not, it's not my fault that the weather chose to do that. The weather didn't choose to. The weather just happened that way. I don't take the blame for that happening. But I do take responsibility for where the project is and why it's delayed. Now, it's delayed because of the weather. But what could I have done differently based on the weather? Well, let me trace it back to the beginning of the process. About a year ago, when we decided to start doing this, and I designed the home, I drew it out on paper in a very elementary way. It was not a set of plans that would be submitted to the permit process and be accepted by the county, by the building department, because I didn't know how to do that. So I had to hire somebody else to do that. Well, they took a lot longer than I had anticipated, which set us back from where I wanted to be. So it's not my fault that the person took longer than what was anticipated, a lot longer. But it is my responsibility, it is my blame, right? I take the responsibility for not being able to do the design myself, or not being able to do the drawings myself. See, when I went through college, and even after that, when I was building homes and whatnot, I could have spent my time, after I was done working, I could have spent enough time figuring out and learning how to use AutoCAD to draw plans. I could have spent my time learning how to do those things so that I didn't need to rely on somebody else to do them. So as a leader, I accept the where the project is based on, or I accept that delay in that first process. Not because I was the one that sold up the job for the person that was helping us, but because I couldn't do it myself. So that's the difference between leadership and taking responsibility, accepting blame. Moving forward from that, when we've submitted the permit and the building department came back with questions and things that I needed to answer, well, I didn't have all those answers. I didn't know them off the top of my head. I had to rely on somebody else. So, is that okay? Yeah, it's okay, because you're not going to know everything. However, this is something that I probably should have known, or I could have known had I done the research up front. So again, the delay there, I take responsibility for not being able to act quick enough, promptly enough, to keep us on schedule. I don't take the blame and my fault. It's not my fault that the building department wanted certain things. But my response to those, or lack of response or delayed response, is my responsibility. When we started the project in December, and we had good weather, and then we had bad weather. Again, with the weather, it wasn't my fault. Had I done everything earlier, that should have been done, and I would have started earlier, we wouldn't have run into those problems during the foundation phase. So, the weather being freezing and atypical to what we had been accustomed to many winters before, not my fault. However, starting the project in that time is my responsibility. So you can go through whatever it is you're doing and ask yourself the same questions. Look at it objectively, that same way. So that's where leadership comes in. And that's the part that I think many people are missing who are wanting to be called leaders. They like the idea of having the title. They like the idea of having the role. It sounds intriguing, especially when you get the notoriety, the fame, the recognition, if that's what you're after. It's nice if you get the larger paycheck, the bonus, those kind of things, if that's what you're after. But it comes at a cost. It comes at this cost of being willing to 100% of the time be accountable. That's not what most people want to do. And that's why we have a lack of leadership. Good leadership, real true leadership. And that's why we're in search of more leaders. If we take this very quickly, very briefly to the political scene, how many of the quote unquote elected leaders want to accept blame for what happens? They don't. They want to push it off on the other side. They want to push it off somebody else. So those aren't good leaders. That's why we're struggling. So it's not a political discussion, but just, you know, we can take it there. We can take it to the corporate side. We can take it to, businesses. When we see these things happen, does the CEO take responsibility? Do they not? Right? Or don't they? So that's what's happening around us. We have a lot of people saying, I'm the leader, I'm the leader, I'm the leader. But they're not. They're not demonstrating what it takes to be a true leader. So when someone is willing to take all the responsibility for these factors, they can start moving towards a true leadership role. And until they reach that attitude, the farthest they can ever reach is being called a boss or a manager at the very best. If you're interested in leadership, that's where it starts. You don't have to think about all these different things you need to know, all these different skills you have to have. If you have the characteristic, if you have the trait, the quality of accountability, then you are well on your way to mastering the fundamental of leadership, if that's what you want to do. So one of the best, I don't want to say sayings, but one of the best things I heard on leadership was a philosophy from Coach William Bear Bryant. I think he coached Alabama back in the day. He said, and it, whether it was him, I'm pretty sure it was, it's accurately attributed to him. If anything goes bad, then I did it. If anything goes semi-good, then we did it. If anything goes really good, then you did it. So that's the attitude, that's the mindset of a leader. The only reason that, you know, things go, his belief, his philosophy with his team was that the only reason that a player would make a mistake during a game was that he did not properly prepare him during practice. As the leader, it was his responsibility 100% of the time. So start willing to take that kind of that mindset. Is that true 100% of the time? Maybe, maybe not. But if you're willing to take that mindset, things will start to improve drastically for you in your journey as a leader, in your role as and demonstrating leadership. So I hope this helped a little bit. It was something that's been on my mind because with this house I'm building for my family, I've had to work through painfully at many times the leadership role in thinking that I was a leader in one way and discovering that I wasn't, or I was a leader with somebody or some people, some subs or whatever, and I actually haven't been. And so that's just when you get smacked in the face with those realities, you either, curl up and call it quits, or you continue to battle through and continue on that journey. So look in your life, where is one area that you want to have more leadership. Is it with your family? Is it with your relationships? Is it at your work? Is it at your business? Where is one area that you want to demonstrate more leadership? And then take inventory of what you have done to accept accountability and responsibility, and then take inventory of times in the last, say, month to 6 months where you sloughed off that accountability, where you didn't take responsibility you should have. Then see how you could have done it and see what's coming up, and then see how you can take that responsibility, how you can demonstrate 100% accountability, start moving towards that accountability 100% of the time. So I hope this helped. It's been a major thing for me, as I've said, and I would love to hear your comments, hear your feedback, hear what's going on with you and your journey towards mastering leadership. Drop a comment in the section below on here, or just you can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, at J Lane Miller, or at Jordan Lane Miller, JordanLaneMiller. Let me know where you that you heard this and what's going on, because I love connecting with people and sharing this journey with others. It's so much more fun and so much more effective when we're doing these things together. So if you want to drop me an email, drop me a line, Jordan@JordanLaneMiller.com. If you want to find out more about what's going on with these 8 fundamentals and what I'm doing with them in my own life, with my kids, with my businesses, and whatnot, and how it can possibly help you, check out my website, JordanLaneMiller.com. You can also find, you can grab your copy of my book, Life's Tuition, there. We'll deliver it directly to your door within a few days to about a week or so. And, it's right now around the graduation time, around springtime. It's great for that person you know who is graduating high school or college or something to that effect, who, is going out and embarking on a new journey and hasn't been taught these, doesn't have any idea about these 8 fundamentals. It's a very quick read for them to get their feet wet and experience, and something that I wish I would have been introduced to during my life at that time. Instead, I've had to learn it the hard way, and that's why I'm sharing it with other people now, so that they don't have to go through the same things I did to get to where they want to go. Thanks so much, and until next time, make it a great day.